A thought on this first reading, which is that this persecution breaks out. It says a fierce persecution, severe, I guess the word is used here, and the members of the church were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, although the apostles did remain in Jerusalem. Now, you know, if you think of, you know how these dandelions go to the seed, you know, they go to this little white kind of crown, and then the wind hits them, and the seed is scattered. And that's kind of the image I always have in mind when I think of this. There's an old saying that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. That is to say, we may say, well, why does God let the church be persecuted? Why does God permit the difficulties and so on? And generally speaking, the instinct that the church has developed over these centuries is that, unpleasant though it may be, that when we're persecuted, we're actually strengthened. You know, when I'm attacked for my faith, I don't find it pleasant, but I also, it helps me sometimes to clarify my arguments, to clarify my own understanding, first of all, and then, you know, again, to continuously re-examine my own faith and know why it's true. It strengthens me, and then I'm able to better explain and defend the faith. Now, likewise, as you see here, this literally forces the church. Now, if you will, ponder with me that the church probably had the same problem that we have, all of us. I mean, you know, which is that we're very comfortable where we're comfortable, and we're not comfortable where we're not comfortable. we have our quote comfort zones. And it's very difficult for us to get out of that comfort zone unless something pushes or moves us to do that. And the church was just kind of huddling around Jerusalem. Now, they've been told to go to all the nations. Well, you know how it goes. We need to form a committee and study this, you know. We need to form a committee to form a committee to study this, and you know how it goes. You know, we sort of putz around and we don't quite get it done, and so the Lord allows this persecution, and it literally forces them out of Jerusalem into the surrounding countryside. And sure enough, there's a great harvest waiting there. And it says they went to Samaria, and many people were brought to Christ. So again, the Lord is sometimes saying to us, look, there's a harvest, but it means you're going to have to adjust a little. You know, in this particular parish, we certainly struggle with being connected to our neighborhood, and we try to remain, with this question. You know, we have traditional roots in this parish, and many of our people have moved out to Maryland now and come back in, and that's fine, but it's not going to last forever. And, you know, if we're not going out and meeting our new neighbors, then we don't have a future. So these are the things which, again, it may involve bringing in people who don't necessarily share our love for a long sermon or music, or there may be differences, you see the idea, and so it makes us anxious, you see. And these are the things that we just have to face up to, that this is part of the human experience that we all have, but sometimes the Lord has to force us. And I hope we don't get to that point where we have to be forced. We're going to begin an evangelization program, I believe, you know, in the spring. In the fall. And it's going to begin. But as I say, it's going to take, if you will, hopefully not some major thing to really get us moving on this, but rather just faithfulness, steady faithfulness to what God has told us to do. So all those are just some thoughts on this reading. Again, we have... You may have experienced this personally in your own life, too. I think we have an experience, all of us. It's not just about the church. It's just about all of us as individuals. Sometimes we have to lose a job in order to find a new territory that we never dreamed we would be doing. But here we are, and look at this. And if I hadn't lost that job, I wouldn't now be doing this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a crisis when the job is lost. It's a difficult moment. There may be months of unemployment. There may be difficulties that set in. But in the end, we can look back on an experience and say, aha, aha. You know, I didn't get the assignment I wanted when I was first ordained. I won't get too specific, but I had been told I was going to a certain parish, which I knew very well and was very happy to go to, and then at the last moment, was told that actually you're not going to go there for your first assignment as a priest, you're going to go somewhere else, which was Mount Calvary in Forestville. And I was very unhappy, and I didn't know much about the parish, but what I knew, I didn't particularly want to go there. And so I was anxious and disturbed. But it set a tone for my priesthood, which has led me all the down through these years, you know, that to serve in the plumb of affluent parishes wasn't necessarily the call that God wanted to give me. He wanted me to serve in more ordinary parishes and city parishes and, you know, maybe less affluent, shall we say, parishes. And, of course, I've been very, very blessed in my whole priesthood, and I certainly wouldn't describe this parish as unaffluent, but I would simply say that that first assignment set a tone for me and began to mold and fashion my priesthood in ways that had I gone in that other direction, I can see would never have happened to me. And things that I count among my greatest blessings now, the enrichment and so on of my own priesthood, would have gone in a very different direction, which I would have lost and not had a lot of what I have today. So I just simply offer that to you as a personal story. But I would also say that I'm sure you have your own stories along these ways. Had you gotten what you wanted, well, one of the biggest problems in life is answered prayers. Sometimes we end up getting what we want, and what we want in the end isn't what's really best. So the Lord knows and He understands, and He's doing these things. So He allows this persecution, but it allows the church to break out and to move forward. And this, of course, creates great harvest for the church, although in pain. And this is often the pattern that the Lord has to do for us. And in a way, isn't it sad, Lord, that you have to do that to us? But sometimes you do, and you wake us up. And thank you, Lord, for all that you do. Amen.